AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is meeting today with the president of South Korea at the White House.
This year marks the 70th anniversary of the alliance between our two nations. It's an unbreakable bond, forged in bravery and the sacrifice of our people. Sanctified by the blood of American and Korean troops who fought and defended liberty.
The presidents will sign an agreement that includes plans to have U.S. nuclear-armed submarines dock in South Korea for the first time in more than 40 years, a show of support to Seoul amid growing concerns about nuclear threats by North Korea. John Kirby at the National Security Council says this is an ironclad alliance.
But we're very excited about this second state visit to the White House, and we firmly believe it's going to underscore the ironclad alliance between the United States and the Republic of Korea, one that clearly has grown far beyond just the peninsula itself. It's now, we believe, a force for good in the region and around the world.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping had a long and meaningful phone conversation today, their first known contact since Russia invaded Ukraine more than a year ago. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he is facing new extremism and terrorism charges that could keep him behind bars for life, as authorities set the stage for a new trial against the Kremlin's leading critic. Authorities are hunting for four inmates, including one suspected of killing a man and stealing his pickup truck, who escaped over the weekend from a Mississippi jail that has been under federal scrutiny. The Minnesota House is considering a red flag law to allow the temporary confiscation of guns from people judged to be an immediate threat to themselves and to others. A big rally for Microsoft and other big tech stocks is helping prop up Wall Street. This is AP News. Democratic-led states are leading the effort to carve out safe havens for people who identify themselves as transgender. For most of her life in New Mexico, Christina Wood felt like she had to hide her identity as a transgender woman. So Wood moved to Oregon for easier access to gender-affirming health care.
It's important for something like this to be addressed because you have people that struggle with this every day that don't have good insurance, that can't pay for this out of pocket.
Lawmakers in Oregon are expected to pass a bill that would further expand insurance coverage for gender-affirming care to include things like facial hair removal.
If I'm going to present as female, I don't want to have a full beard at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
More than a half dozen states have passed or are considering bills or executive orders around transgender health care. Opponents worry certain physical transition procedures may be irreversible or, for young people, done without parents knowing about it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.